This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. And Dean, it's all about the word yes.
Yes,
now.
It is.
It's
yes,
a word, yes, yes. It's a word that our community has come to grow and love for many, many reasons. Well, one in particular.
One massive one as far as I'm concerned. Do you remember 2 years ago, Robbie, on the 15th of November, where you were?
I 100% do. I think this will be my generation's, or it's certainly in this community's, version of the moon landing, where you always knew where you were. Everyone always knows where they were when the moon landing happened. I think for our community, you'll always know where you were when the yes vote was announced.
Yeah, well, here in Australia especially, we're always going to remember. Now, joining us here in the studio is the lovely Shane from Circuit and Molly's. Hello, Shane.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, very good. Now, the reason why we've gotten you into the studio is because there's a really special celebration happening for the second anniversary of the yes vote. For those that don't remember or those that may not know about it, what happened a couple of years ago was that we had a needless postal survey to vote whether or not same-sex couples would be able to legally get married. And the vote came 62% in favour Australia-wide of our communities. Melbourne actually was the second highest electorate. Actually, no, sorry, I think it was the highest electorate in the country for a yes vote. And during that time, Molly's and Circuit was quite a hub for our community here in Melbourne and was open all the time, creating a space for people to be able to come and go to. And on the day, it was quite nerve-wracking because we didn't know which way it was going to go. And last year, for the 1 year anniversary, we had a big celebration at Molly's, and this year
we're going even bigger
but with it being the second year, but you go, what are we celebrating a second time around? What is it that we're even celebrating? Well, we're celebrating a lot. So I don't know about you, but for me, the yes vote, I'm not in a relationship. I haven't said it yet on the show, so I think it's really important that I mention it. I'm single and looking to mingle.
5:41.
I'm not getting married, but the yes vote meant something so much more to me. It was a moment in time where finally our communities counted, where we were forced to be a part of something that it didn't have to happen. The laws could have just been changed. The politicians didn't want to make it happen. And what happened is the community of Australia stood up and said yes. And the majority vote was that we deserve to have equal rights. And I think that's changed the projection of everything for our communities, where we see ourselves and where we stand. And for the second year anniversary, Molly's is going to be open for the entire day from 9 o'clock in the morning. And downstairs in Circuit, Joy is going to be doing a live broadcast all day from Circuit. And we're going to be celebrating upstairs at Molly's in Fitzroy on Smith Street to just really take a moment to realise what this day means. Take a moment to realise what this day means to our communities and what this means to so many people. That's a huge thing to be doing, isn't it, Shane?
It is huge, and we really wanted to do it, and we really wanted to partner with Joy to do it. So we reached out, and here we are, and I think it's really cool. Molly's was definitely
It was a huge hub for our communities.
Yeah, we worked about 6 months to make sure that it could happen. We didn't know whether it was going to be yes or whether it was going to be no, and we knew we needed to be there for our community either way. And thankfully,
it was a yes.
Yes came through, but we never want anyone to forget the day that our wider Australian community said yes.
Stood up and said, we can.
Yeah, I was there on Molly's on that day. I was very emotional. I feel emotional now just talking about it. It was such
a big
deal.
You're going to make me cry,
Robbie. Yeah, Robbie will cry again, as per usual.
It doesn't take much. But one of the most beautiful things about that day is something that Molly's and Circuit have always been very good at is being here for the community.
Oh, big time.
And supporting the community. And on that day, It wasn't about running a venue. No. It wasn't about anything like that. It was about supporting the community. We came in, there was brekkie provided, it was come in, support. You didn't need to have money or anything like that, just come and be a part of the community. I remember there were staff from all over the venues in the area that were all just pitching in and helping. Everybody was just jumping in, collecting glasses, and making the day happen.
Molly's and Circuit really was an equality hub at that time. It really was, and everyone was just putting their hand up and being involved. I remember speaking to the guys from the LED and they thought it was just great to be able to have that space, because for them it was daunting to actually think that they could do it because it just was so stressful. So be able to know that you guys had created that space was really important. And I think something that was really, really great, we were driving around on the day celebrating the vote, jumping around to the different venues and speaking to the communities, and the joy coming out of that venue was absolutely amazing, and it was so inspiring and something so great to be a part of. So when Chris, who owns Circuit of Molly's, said, hey, this is something I want to do, we here at Joy got together with the team at Circuit of Molly's, and we've been going, how are we going to make this happen? What are we going to do? So the day is going to be remembered, the day is going to be celebrated, and the Equality Hub is returning.
Something I'm very excited about, Shane, also returning is the free brekkie from 9 till 10 a.m.
I'm sure the kitchen's happy about that. But, you know, we're like, why not? Come in and have brekkie, and it's free.
Mm.
And celebrate the day. Like, we'd love it to be a public holiday, but we just had one for a horse race, didn't we?
But we're gonna do this instead. So it's gonna be a huge day where, starting from 9 o'clock all the way through till 7 o'clock, Joy is gonna be broadcasting live from the little open area at Circuit. So you can come on down and say hi to your Joysters. We're gonna have a whole heap of guests all throughout the day on the show, and some fantastic tunes that you're gonna be rocking on with. And you can come upstairs, there's the breakfast, or you can just come up and be a part of it. Call in queer to work and just go, nah, I'm calling in queer.
Calling queer. I love
that. Calling in queer. Because you know what? It's Y2Yes, the second year celebration of the Yes vote. So call in queer to work and come on down and celebrate this with us. We need this kind of a celebration in our community. It is so important. A lot of the marginalised people in our communities were thrown under the bus during this vote and were not supported in the way that they needed to be. And therefore, for equality keeps on moving. We have the religious discrimination bill going on. We've only just gotten certain rights for trans people. But what we really want to make a point to say is this is not about marriage. This celebration and what the community meant and were in that space, and what we want to do with this day is to go, this is not about celebrating marriage. You've got weddings for that. We did that on Friday. We did that on Friday Drive. You've got weddings to celebrate marriage. Instead, we're going to do something a little different, and we're going to celebrate that we count. We're going to celebrate our community, and we want you all to come and join us during the day and celebrate with us.
Perfect. Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Dan.
I'll be honest, like, we've been doing little meetings over the last couple of months and planning this all and getting it together, and it's something that has been, it's really a passion project from everyone involved. Like, Chris from Circuit and Molly's, certainly his heart is right here with it, and when he's like that, you can't help but just want to grab it and get on board, and we certainly have, and we're really excited to bring a day that means something to our community. But we really want you, if you can listen from work and that's all you can do, then that's fine. But if not, call in queer and come on down.
Yeah, yeah. Look, there's going to be things happening all throughout the day. So come in when you can, even if it's after work. We're going to,
you know what? We're going to be there having a great time. But you know what? I might frock up.
Oh,
Frog Hudson might make an appearance. Since I live a block away, it wouldn't be hard to put my makeup on, would it? So we really want everyone to come and celebrate and be a part of all the joy. And you know what? What does this day mean to you? I think a lot of people don't remember. Oh, it was the 15th. It's the second anniversary. A year ago, celebrating seemed like something that we wanted to do. But now we're like, oh, what do you think? So why don't you let us know? Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on joy.org.au. You're going to be hearing adverts all during the next week here on Joy. You're going to be hearing Joyce's talking about what that day meant to them. But we really want you to call in queer and come and celebrate Y2Yes with us, not just on air all day with Joy, but at Circuit and Molly's next Friday. Come and celebrate our community with us.
Oh, Dean, the power of radio. My husband has just ticked going to the event on Facebook. So shout out to Dave. I'm glad that you're coming along to Y2Yes, 2 years of marriage.
And whole heap of, with the broadcasting the day, we've got lots of different Joy celebrities from all around the station who have put their hands up to say they want to be involved.
We'll be broadcasting. Yeah.
And we really just want to make something special for our community. So whether you want to be on air or not, just come and celebrate with us. Shane, thank you so much for joining us. Now, coming up, we're going to do our drag race chat. We were wondering, do you want to just stick around for 5 more minutes and talk drag race?
I watched 4 episodes last Friday. Well, we screen it 4 times a day on Friday. And then this morning I realised I hadn't actually paid attention to any of it. Oh. I watched it today. And I'm down for the Frock Destroyers.
All right, well, let's stick around. We're going to be talking drag race update next year on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean and Shane.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
So Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.